We're holding on to Tzadik Dalet, Omer Aleph. And we're up to, I think we spoke about how it is that the Neil was greater in a way than Chagai Zechariah Malachi. And I don't believe we said Ravina, right?
No.
All right. So as the Gemara on the fourth line, we showed, as it said in the Pasuk, that Daniel alone saw the Mar'eh, but Hanashim Asherito didn't see the Mar'eh. That was Chagai Zechariah Malachi. Nonetheless, it says they were seized by terror. So ask the Gemara, v'chimiyachad alochazu ma'itayma ibut. So why then, if they didn't see anything, what was there to be terrified of? Says the Gemara, apagav bi'inu alochazu. Meaning, even though they themselves saw nothing, mazlayu chazu. People pick things up subconsciously. Yeah, that we did talk about. You see from here that when somebody is seized with anxiety that has no clear cause, then we have to assume that there is a subconscious basis for something that he knows but doesn't know that he knows. What then shall he do? He should jump out of the way and leave 4 amos away. Inami likre kriyat shema, or he should say kriyat shema. At least that puts him in a different place too. V'ikoy b'makom hatinofet, if he's in a place where he can't say kriyat shema, lemahochi iza de beitafka shebeinu minoy. You know, in the butcher shop they've got goats that are fatter than me. He's going to have a better chance there. Lemarbe hamisra l'shalom ein keitz. Why is the mem written of Lamarbe? It's written as if it's a mem sofit. Why would that be? Omer Rabbi Tanchum, Dorash bar Kapora b'tziporim, mipnei ma mem shebeemtza hateva patuach, ko mem shebeemtza hateva patuach. Normally, a mem is always open in the middle of a word. V'zeh satum. And this one, Datka, is closed. Because, B'keish HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asot Chizkiyo Mashiach, V'Sancheirev Gog U'Magog. So there was a desire at the time of Sancheirev that that should be, in fact, the end of the Tzaras of Yisrael. Chizkiyo should be Mashiach, and the Milchama with Sancheirev should be the equivalent of the Milchama with Mashiach. Amra Midat Adin Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam, uma David melech Yisrael shamar kama shirot v'tishpachot lefanecha lo asito Mashiach. David, who after all everything that you did for him, he said so many shirot v'tishpachot, nonetheless he wasn't zocha to become a Mashiach. Chizkiyahu she'asita lo kol hanisim halalu v'lo amar shira lefanecha. Chizkiyahu, you did all these miracles and there was no response in shira. Ta'aseh Mashiach. How can a guy like that really be Mashiach? Mekach mistatein. And therefore, it was sealed, and instead of this becoming now a Pesach for Hatzolah, became now the Yeshua became Satun. Miyad pascha ha'aretz v'amra lefanav. Ribono shel olam, don't worry about it. Ani omeret lefanecha shira tachat tzadik ze, v'aseh Mashiach. I'll say shira. What's the Tzvila Tzadik after Zmirot Shamanu? Amar Sarah Olam Lefanav. Ribono Shel Olam. Tzivyano Atzela Tzadik. Tzvila Tzadik means do the Ratzon of this Tzadik. And allow the Shira of the earth to be the Shira for the Bias HaMashiach. Says Basco, Yotz Tabasco, Varmus, all continuations of the same psukim. Razi li, Amar Navi. So the Basco said, razi li, that now only I know how long it's going to be until Mashiach really comes. So the Navi, you had a sense of what was happening. Oy li ad matai. How long is this going to take? Yastar batskol yamna bogdim bagadu beged bogdim bagadu. Amar Rava b'teima Rabbi Yitzchak adot v'zuze uvzuze v'zuze. It's not only going to be one war, one despoiler of Yisrael, be despoilers and further despoilers, and you'll have to go through many, many layers of destruction before it happens again. Amar Rava b'teima Rabbi Yitzchak. Then there's also apparently a remez to Golos Hedon, which at that point it wouldn't have been at all. And it says, Matzah Duma, Eli Kore Misa'ir. So here was the Gemara kind of dash and what the pasuk is. But the Matzah of Duma, which is the symbol of Edom also, and it's a poetic description of the questioning of Klal Yisrael about what is happening with the Geula. Shomer Mami Laila. What does the Shomer of Klal Yisrael say about this night that never seems to end? Shomer Mami Laila. What does he have to say? Omri B'Yochanan. Atom Malach HaMumuna Ala Ruchot Duma Shmo. The Malach that is in charge of keeping the Neshamahis in the Shamayim is called Duma. And he is asking, with all of these neshamas that he's holding, how long is it going to take? Shomer mami laila, shomer mami laila. Amar shomer, ata boker vegam laila. Inti vayun, vayu, shuva isoyu. So if the shomer says, look, you know, there's a boker to come, but there has to be an awful lot of laila. If you want to do something about it, you're mevakish, but tefila, vayun is a lotion of so bayu, be mevakesh, but the only thing that can help you is shuvu, you have to do teshuva, and then I saw you, then you can come, you can come. Tanami shum rabbi papayas. Gnayu lo chizkiyo v'siyato shalom rashira, ad shepotcha ha'aretz v'am rashira. It's quite a gnay, after the tremendous miracle of Sanherib's army simply disappearing overnight, that there was no response in Shira, until the Oretz itself had to say Shira. Shenemen bichnap Oretz mirot shemanu tzila tzadik. Kayatzeba davar atah omer, you have a similar situation by Yisro. When Yisro shows up, he says, Baruch Hashem, asher hitzila tchem. Nobody said Baruch Hashem before that. So the Tanim Bishom Rabbi Papayis, Gnayu no Moshe v'shishim riv, Shelo amru Baruch, ad sheba Yisro v'amun Baruch Hashem. It was quite an amazing Taina against Manshin Klal Yisrael. I mean, it's true they said Shira and some, but there was no clear bracha that was given on their Hatzalah. Vayichad Yisrael. Rav and Shmuel argue, what's the meaning of Vayichad Yisrael? Sharav Amar Shehevir Cheruv Chad Baal Bisaro. It's a lashon of Chad. Vayichad means that so he used a sharp sword on his flesh. I mean, he became a bris milah. Shmuel Amar. Shenaseh chidudim chidudim kol b'saro. His entire flesh broke out in goose pimples when he heard what had happened, because he was torn about the tsar of what happened to Mitzrayim. I mean, after all, he had been a major advisor to Paro. Amar Rav, Haina Damri Inshin, Giura ad asor adori lo tevazer ma'ekame. That a ger, even till 10 generations, don't be mevazer a goy in front of them, because they still have a sense of identification that hurts when you say something. V'chein shalach Adon Hashem Tzvakot b'mashmenav b'mishmanav razon. So mishmanav al-parshat is, in his fat ones, he will send a leanness. When we darshan like this, this is a reference to the Hatzolah that is going to come in Sanherib. HaKadosh Baruch was telling Klal Yisrael, telling Chizkiyo, that somehow Mishmanav, referring to Sanhedrin as a Mishmanav, there will be a razon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Chizkiyo, Mishmanav is a lotion of Shemen Tov, Shem Mishemen Tov. So it's also Shmona, Mishmanav. So Shmona Shemos are the Shemen. So in other words, there will be someone who has Shmona Shemos, who will be the one that will be the king over the one that had Shmona Shemos. And that's referring to the Maisa of Sanherib and Chizkiyo. And just like Yavo Mishi Yeshlo Shmona Shemot, Vayifram Misanherib Sheyeshlo Shmona Shemot. Chizkiyo was given 8 names, and here's this is the Marbea Misra, which we started this whole drasha. Started the drasha with the earliest reference, the Marbea Misra, then Yeshayahu goes through again and again at different levels what happened with Sanhedrin with Hizkiyahu. And getting back to that perek, so it says over there, Ki yelad yulad lanu, this is talking about Achas, so things look terrible, and it looks like Malchus has gone completely over to Avodah Zarah and to destruction. But no. Tiyelad yulad lanu. Ben nitan lanu. A child has been born, and that child was Hizkiyo. But the yiham misra shikmo, and now that leadership will be on his shoulders to be the one that will be Gaul Yisrael. V'yikra shimo pela yo'etz el gibor avi'ad sar shalom. So if we use all of these names, we end up with eight names here. What do you mean? What about Hizkiyo? I mean, you're not counting Hizkiyo. No, Hizkiyo wasn't his name at all. He was just called Hizkiyo because shechazko ka. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechazik, he was also mechazik, the limudatay was mechazik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavah Yochel also. Davar acher, Chizkiyo, Shechizayk, Es Yisrael, Avim Shvashon, he was mechazik also. Sancheirev, where do we see eight names for Sancheirev? Because he's referred to in these very strange ways, in different places. Clearly the same person, because sometimes it's called Sancheirev, then Tiglath Pileser, Melech Ashur. No, Tiglath Pileser, Melech Ashur, and Sancheirev. Something's called Palnasar. Shaman Ezer is also called the Melech of Ashur. Paul, Sargon, Asnapar, Rabba, Yakira. Gemaradash is all the same. Asnapar, Rabba, Yakira, each one were darshan separately. So that's eight. What about Sancheirev? Oh yeah, Sancheirev, that was his real name. That was a Sichatorin, the guy talks and argues. I mean, everything that he says was he used a lot of psychological warfare against Klal Yisrael with Rav Shekhar. I mean, the whole that we had before, what was basically blasphemy against Hashem. Babarakir, another interpretation of his name is Shesach v'nicher dvarim klapimala, that he was spoken, spit, growled things against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Yochanan named Ma Zacha Oto Rasha Likroto An Sapar Rabba V'yikira. Why would the Tanakh record a name that makes him the grand and glorious An Sapar? How do you explain that? It's because that he was An Sapar. Shalom Siper. Yeah, don't worry, I know it's Samach. No, I'm not changing it for you. I'm showing the way the Gemara is darshaning it. Shalom Siper Bignuta Shal Eretz Yisrael. He did not say anything bad about Eretz Yisrael, because when he sends part of his psychological warfare, says if you give in, you give up, then don't worry, I'll simply follow my international policy of moving people to different locations, but it'll be a very good location. And I'm going to take you, Adboi v'lakachti atchem el eretz karatzachem. I'm going to take you to beautiful land, just like your land. Oh. But he doesn't say that it's a better land than your land. So Rav Shmuel Chadamar melech pikeachayim. Ron says that was a smart move. Chadamar melech pikeachayim. Lamadi amar melech pikeachayim. He figured, look, if I'm going to tell them I'm taking you to a better land, they're going to figure it's one of these Nazi tricks, you know. So, better land. Yeah, we know the better land is up in the sky. I mean, so you know, the Adif Amarayim, I'm not going to be they're not going to believe it. What's the point of saying, I'll take you to land as good? So what do we have to go through? And came, and so my Rabuse, what's the Kiddush? We should not have to go through this. If you tell me there's an advantage. Where is the place I see guys? Yeah, of course. I mean, he was trying to get their acquiescence. One of them picked to come of their own free will. So where was it that he sent them to? Marzuta Omar La'afikin. Not Mambas. And Rabbi Chanina Omar La'ari Slug. I don't know, does he have any indication where Ari Slug is?
No,
Ari
Slug. No,
okay. I came up with that finish even before you.
All right,
it's fine.
White card.
Yeah. Aval Yisrael, so Isam Cherev, he didn't say anything that was putting down Eretz Yisrael. But the Jews, they were the ones who were Masapa Bignuta Shal Eretz Yisrael. So they came to Hawaii. Kimoto Hawaii, they came to Hawaii. And they said, look, we should have to be Hawaii, we should have to be like this type of Hawaii, and then back in Israel, how come we don't have it? When they came to Shosh, they said, oh, this is Shaveh. So Shosh is the same as our land. But then they came to Almin, and they said, oh, this is like already the Beit Alamin in Yerushalayim. This is like, this is Borough Park. This is Almin. When they came to Shosh Trey, then they said, why is it called Shosh Trey? Said, this is worth like Shosh, meaning a Shaveh Trey. So it's double the value of our land. And nobody pays for House of Yerushalayim, which we're in Borough Park. So Amri Al-Khatrei, V'tachas Kivodo, continuing now the destruction of Sanherib, V'tachas Kivodo Yikad Yikod Yikod Eish, and beneath his honor, honor could refer even to his clothing, like Rabbi Yochanan, and we'll see the Yowis Darshan, that he called his clothes, the Gadav, he called him Mechabdai. The thing that honors the person in terms of his appearance, klapei chutz, or it could mean the kavodo, that is his own appearance, his own skin. So we have two lashonos. Omer of Yochanan, note that it says takas kivodo. The lo kavodo mamish, it's not that he was burnt up mamish, his clothes were burnt up mamish. Gather of Yochanan, karel lamani mechabdotai, his clothes weren't affected. Rabbi Lazar says it means beneath his skin, meaning he wasn't affected outside. Takat kivado mamash kisrefat b'nei Aharon. Malalan srefat neshama v'guf kayam. Just like b'nei Aharon, they died, but the externally they seemed uninjured, just for that little scar up in their forehead. Hapkan srefat neshama v'guf kayam. Son of Mishmed Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Paro,
I missed the subject. What was that talking about?
It's unclear. This is all part of the same drasha. Yeah, it's part of the drasha of that parak Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu Yud. Tana Mishmei Rebbe Yeshua ben Korcha. Paro shechirev ba'atzmo nifra kadosh baruch hu mimenu ba'atzmo. You know that we have a halacha that ain't a dome amitbayesh mina gadol amitbayesh mina kata. So the greater the person as mevayesh you, the less is the busha. If you have a son, he's an equal, or he's more kosher than you, then it's tolerable that he should have something to say to you. So Paro, who treated HaKadosh Baruch Hu at least with the dignity of not sending some two-bit shliach to be mevaz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treated him with the dignity that when he beat him up, he beat him up himself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu would foray him in about his son. Cheret sends Rav Shekhar to go and to be Makarif. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a malach to take care of Sancheirev. I gotta waste time with Sancheirev. So he was Ayyadei Shvev, Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mimeno Ayyadei Shvev. Paro, Ditzibi, Mi Hashem, Asher Shema Bekolos. Paro said himself, Mi Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him, Mi Hashem. Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mimeno Batzmo, Ditzibi, Mayer, Hashem, Mitzrayim Betoch Hayam. And we refer to this all the time, Dorach, Kabayam, Susecha. Where Sancheirev, where it says, "Biyad Malachecha Chirafta Hashem," by sending somebody to talk about Hashem, Nifrak Kadosh Baruch Hu Mimenu Ayyadei Shliach Hasiv, Vayatzei Malach Hashem, Vayak V'Machane Ashur 185,000, he knocked out with a Malach 185,000 men on the spot, and that was the end of Sancheirev.
None of them really show us that they themselves were like that, do they?
Rebbe Chanina Bar Papa Rami. On the one hand, it says Merom Kitzo. So in Yeshayahu, when it refers to Sancheirev's plan destroying Eretz Yisrael, it's going to destroy Merom Kitzo. On the other hand, in Malachim, it says Melon Kitzo. Now, how do you explain that change? Omar Oto Rasha Bitchila Achriv Dira Shomata. Shachakach Achriv Dira Shomala. First, I'll start off with the Dira Shalmata. Here actually it's an interesting Rashi learns that the Dira Shalmata is the Morom Kitzo, paradoxically. You know, Morom means up on top, because we find Morom Merishon Makom Mikdashenu. So it means the Makom HaMikdash was called Morom. So that's the Dira Shalmata, whereas Malon is based Malono, the place where he himself has his Makom Lina, so to speak. But the Marshal Tainus, you could read it to Prashvis also the opposite. And in Marom Kitzos, but Malon, because we find the Beis HaMikdash is also called Beit Maloni. Yeah, so it's a place. Exactly. So, okay, good. I mean, neither pshat. But the point is, though, that there was a gradual, there was a plan in Sancheira's mind, that by destroying Klal Yisrael, ultimately you'll destroy the presence of the Shekhinah on earth. Oh, but Yeshua ben Levi, my deceive, when Rav Shekhar shows up with his Megillah over there, so he says, what's the matter with you guys? You think that I came here without HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending me? I had such a tzlocha to get all the way to Yerushalayim, to be Megala, the Shvatim, and everything. Obviously, I came here under orders of God. Hashem Amaylai, Alei Elohoretz Hazot V'Hashchita, Ala Arba. And Mayi, what's he referring to exactly? Well, the Shema Lenavi, he heard L'maisa, what Yeshayahu said. Yeshayahu said like this, Ya'an ki ma'asar mazet et me'ashiloh ha'ochim la'at u'mesos et ritzinu len remal yahu. That's a very strange pasuk. Because the nation has turned its back against the me'ashiloh ha'och that flow gently and instead celebrates Ritzin, the king of Aram, and Pekach ben Remal yahu of Yisrael, what does that have to, what does one have to do with the me'ashiloh ha'och? Omer of Yosef, this is another example, says Rav Yosef, why you guys should be learning Targum. Ilmole Targum adai krolo aviyadani mekama. If you don't learn the Targum, you don't know what this is all about. Now, here's what the Targum says. Chalat tikatz ama adein b'machut at Beit David, d'madber lahon b'nayef, k'mei shiluch or d'nagdin b'nayef. V'yitra'iu b'ritzim of Arim al Yahu. The point is this. Because this nation has gotten sick of the Malchus Beis David, who always treats them gently like the Shiloach. Shiloach, what is it? A gentle little stream. And that's the remez to the way that Claudius, everything is done. It's low key, gently. And instead, they want the big lights. Bring us Pekah ben Remal Yahu. He's got the good ideas. And let's join up with Aram and have a union with Ritzin. And then we'll get into the big times. What is this David business with his learning, with his singing, and his talking nicely? And that's not the way to get places on the geopolitical scene. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to now throw you into the hands of my good delivery boy, Sancheirib. So Rav Shekhar essentially says, look, I mean, obviously that registers by us too. I mean, you guys can't, you know, we listen to the broadcasts just as you do. And if this is what you've decided yourself, that you're supposed to be destroyed. So that means God sent Sancheirib, so we figured, okay, let's move.
But that was against the Mormon learned earlier. About the rove, if they're Rosh Shaim, then Hashem doesn't listen to that.
Yeah, okay, but fine, but this is an Avias. Amr of Yochanan, my deceive, it's a punishment. I'm not sure. Meirat Hashem, the Beit Rasha, Unevet Sadikim Yivorach. That's why when Shlomo Melech talks about the contrast in the Vei HaTzadik and the Beit Rasha, it's the same idea of the gentleness of Beis David versus those who took over Malchus Yisrael. Beit Rasha is a reference over there to Pekach ben Remal Yahu. I mean, first of all, Pekach ben Remal Yahu was a vicious guy who was Ailo to the Malchus himself, I think, Docha Pekach Yahu. Interesting, must be a reason for that. But he was a guy that his appetite was to eat Arbaim Sov Gozalot Pekinuach Se'uda. I mean, they had 40 bushels of capons for dessert, you know. This is the kind of Suda that this guy had. Neveit Tadikim Yivorach, you take a look at Beis David. Chizkiyo Malach Yehuda used to have a liter of vegetables for a Suda. And this is this you're comparing. And that's the same thing as the Me'ashi Loach. This is you're right, it's small time. But listen, what is it called?
Fit for life.
Rav Shekhar.
He spoke to them in another word of source, didn't he? He stood there, right?
That's a brisa.
Right.
So, yeah, but he didn't say this. I mean,
no, I understand.
It's interesting, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe that was a place where they had to have access to the outside.
I mean, yeah.
ולכן, הנה השם מעלה עליהם את מי הנהר העצומים והרבים את מלך אשור. You want action? I'll bring you action. We'll get some real waterways in here, and I'm going to bring you Sanhedrin. And it says, וחלף יהודה שתף יבא עד צוואר יגיע. So Sanhedrin hears all of this. He says, that sounds great. So we're going to go. Yeah, so then, understand, so why was he destroyed? My time in Yanish. What was wrong then? Sanhedrin was right, actually. He was listening to what the Navi said, and he responded accordingly. No. Navi Yatzeret HaShvatim it Navi. That Navius was talking to those who were indeed together with Pekach Ramal Yahu to the Ten Shvatim. He decided that he's going to go and connect to those people who are rebelling against Chizkiyahu and the Shevna in Yerushalayim that want to join up with Pekach Ben Remaya. So he says, okay, so it means them too, so I'll get them to join me. Sends Rav Shekhar, brings the army up to Yerushalayim.
The Ten Shvatim Kaka turned their back on Beis
David. Yes, exactly. That's what it's referring to. So Bonavi Vahamarla, the Navi therefore continues, Kilo Mu'afla Sher Mutzakla, friend. Amar Rav Elazar bar Brach, what does it mean? Lo Mu'af, Ein Nimsar Am Ayev B'Torah, the Mu'af, the ones who are wearing themselves down learning Torah, is not going to be given over La Sher Mutzakla, B'Yad Mi HaMetziklo. And then continues on to say, Ke'et harishon hekel arzas v'lun v'yarzan aftolim. And the parshas of the meaning is, the original attack, that was easy against v'lun and aftolim. V'acharon hichbid, the next attack of Sanhedrin is going to be terribly destructive. Derech hayam, ever yardin, kulila goyim. But the Gemara Darshans are like this. Ke'et harishon, you're comparing this to the first attack that was hekel. Arzas v'lun, arzan aftolim. Those were people. Those were people that didn't take learning seriously. So then you had an easy time to destroy. But acharonim, those guys used to spend their time seriously learning. They should be like Derech Hayam, Eber Yarden. They should be like the Nisim that took place in crossing the Yamsuf, crossing the Yarden. And therefore, you better keep out. And if you don't, Im Chozer Bo Mutav, Sanhedrin gets smart and turns back, and he just saved himself. V'im Lav, Galil HaGoyim. Ania Selo, Galil HaGoyim. I'll turn him into a dung heap in the middle of the Goyim. That's what I'll do. Acharei HaDevorim VeHemet HaEle. Bar Sanhedrin Melech Ashur VaYavo BiYuda VaYichan Al HaRim HaBitzurot. Vayomar levakam elav. Now wait, what do you mean? Achrei advarim v'emet ha'elav. Just describe what was so good about Chizkiyahu, and then you say after these great and wonderful truths, Sanhedrin comes to destroy the country. What? Hai rishna lahai pardashna. This is the deserved reward and gift for such a king like Chizkiyahu. Because he was a person of MS, so therefore comes Sanhedrin Melech Ashur, of course it doesn't make any sense. Says the Gemara, no, my Acher means like this, Amar Avina, Liachar Shekafat HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Nishba, now that there was Zvorim Shel MS, meaning God swore, and he said, I'm bringing Sanhedrin to destroy Sanhedrin. But I know, Yamina Leila Chizkiyo, my Sinai Leila Sanhedrin, I'm going to tell Chizkiyo, don't worry about a thing. I'm taking care of this. I'm just bringing in some Sanhedrin, and we're going to destroy him. I'll give him over to your hand. So what's he going to tell me? I'm Marco the great Yeshua, and I'm Marco his coming. I don't need him here. I don't want his army here. So what am I going to do? I can't discuss this with him. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kayfaced before speaking to Chizkiyahu that he's bringing Sanhedrin. Shinema nishba Hashem tzvakot lemor im lo kasher dimiti ken hayata uchasher yaati hitakum lishbor Ashur ba'artzi. I absolutely swear this is what's going to happen, that I am going to bust Ashur in my own land. V'al harei avusenu, they will get their total defeat on my mountains. V'sar me'alayhem ulo v'sivlo me'al shichmo yasur. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's this lashon of avos, which now we have husar, we have all these words, but the lashon of avos is means a feeding trough. Right? So what's the connection to defeat? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, yavos amchir v'siyato v'yeyatzeh avos v'chizkiyo v'siyato, let's make him a feeding trough. Let him bring in all of his weapons and all of his food, all of his supplies. And then they will be used by Chizkiyo v'siyato. V'aya b'yom ahu yisor sivlo mi'al shichmecha v'yulo mi'al tzavarecha v'chuval ol mipnei shamein. Amr v'yitvig nacha chuval ol shal sam cherev mipnei shamein, literally mipnei shamno shal Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo used to burn the night candles, as they say. What do they say? Burn the...
Midnight oil.
So say he used to burn the midnight oil, bebate knesiot, bebate midrashot, learning Torah. Ma'atza, what was his solution to the invasion of Chizkiyo? Not phoning Bush. Instead, na'at cherev al petach beta midrash. Ve'amar, ko misheno atzik betorah, yidaker becherev zu. There's only one thing that matters now in this national emergency. Everybody's going to sit down and they're going to learn. And anybody who tries walking out of Daf Yomi early will shoot him. So what happened was, it didn't take much time. They looked at the whole country, couldn't find an Amaris anywhere. And we gave it vad antiparis, v'lomatsu tinok v'tinoket ish v'isha, forget about what there wasn't a child that wasn't a baki and Milchus Tumah V'Tahara. What's the difference between, I'm asking my tour guides here, between those two? Why do we have Dan Bat Beersheva Begabe the Amaretz and we have Gevis and Antipar? Well,
where is Gevis? Do we know?
Rosh Hashanah is Antipatris, right?
Which is right near Rosh Hashanah.
So then it's east and west? Then Rosh Hashanah too.
Oh, is that
I guess, Dan Vad Beersheva, and then...
I thought that because Tamidei Rebbe Akiva between Gevis and Antipatris, it means that in the heart of the land where you have more of an intensity, right, where you can achieve more.
But it's east to west, huh?
Yeah, it seems to be east
to east west. Okay, maybe that's the chat. That's a good chat by Barnea. So there, I mean, okay, yeah, you didn't find a Maharis. Doesn't mean everybody from the whole country was a Baki in the Ofestim of Atira, but in the, like Barnea says, in the heartland, you couldn't find a child that wasn't Baki. Watch out for that gun. Watch out for that gun. Va'aloto hador hu omer. Va'ya ba'yom ahu. That's what it says. In those days, people don't have to worry about the pronunciation. The guy got himself two sheep and a cow. He becomes a millionaire from the output of that. He lives happily forever after. Furthermore, it says, there's no market for wine. People didn't want to get their brains confused. They're too busy learning. They had no interest in the expensive things. And it became the most beautiful area of vines became covered with thorns and thistles. The Usav Shel Alchem Osef HaChasil, Amalam Navil Yisrael, Isfu Shel Alchem. Go ahead and collect now all of the things that have been taken by Sanherib and make it your own. Amru Lo, so they asked the Navi, is that Livzos? Ola Chalok. Are we supposed to take that for a visa, or are we supposed to do it for chaluka? Meaning, is that everybody supposed to take for themselves, or is it supposed to be that we go and we take it together, and then as a group we're machalik? The Rashi says it may also mean that they were questioning whether they have a right to take it for themselves, because it included the Atzeres HaShvatim's money, so it was also the Gineva. Mm-hmm. Or does he mean we could take it to be Mechalik, Etaniyim, whatever, but we don't have a right in it? So answers the Navi, Osef HaChasil, you take it the way the locusts take it. You ever see the locust? Everybody takes his own. They don't go take and bring it back to it. They take, everybody takes his own. Avshalom Chem, take whatever you want. Amru lo, halo mamon asrat ha-shvatim u-rabbo. Is it mutter to take? Amar lehem kim shok gevim shokek bo. Ma gevim halalo, just like with the puddles of water. Ma'alim et ha-adam mitumah le-tahara ha-mikveh. Momonom shol Yisrael kim shenapal biyad ovdei kochavim miyad tiher. The moment that it's been captured in war, it becomes tahor.
It's making a pun in Nahar Gadol.
Amar Ravuna, eser matzaot nasao Torah Shabbat Hayom. Shenemar, there were 10, normally what would have been 10 separate journeys Sancheirav achieved in that one day. And it says, Ba al ayat, avar b'migron, l'michmas yachkit kelav, avru ma'abera, geva malon lanu, Chorda, Haramag, Givat Shaul Nasa, Tzahali Kolech Bat Kalim, Hakshiva Laisha, Ania Anatot, Nadida Madmena, Yoshvei Hagevim Heizu. Wait. Hold on a second here. You said 10? Yeah, you've already listed 12.
None of them are only by two, I think.
What's that?
I think if these names are familiar to us, a lot of them are all in the same area. Around
Yerushalayim. Well, yeah, but these were apparently, they would have needed separate, regroupings and bringing up the supplies normally. You're already at 12, so what do you mean? Hanituva, Havian, this is a little bit overdone here. No. It's Sahali Kolech Bat Galim. That's not a city where he was. That's an interruption. The Navi is saying to Klal Yisrael, Navi Yudhikama Lelekes Yisrael. Tzahali kolech bat kalim, referring to Klal Yisrael as bat kalim, bito shel Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, she'asu mitzvot kigalei hayam. Hakshiva laisha. Now that's a separate thing. Bat kalim and laish is a message from the Navi. You want to worry? I'll give you something to worry about. You worry about the laish. The laish is Nebuchadnezzar, because it's called an Aryeh, and a laish is a form of Aryeh, as we'll see in tomorrow's daf. That's what you should worry about. This guy, don't worry about him. So, Mihailo Tistafi, don't worry about this fellow, Sanherib. Elo Yistafi, Mi Nebuchadnezzar, Harasha, Dimitleka, Aryeh, Shemar Allah, Aryeh, Misofcho. The lion is coming out of his thicket. So, what's this? Alright, man, I guess we can wait till tomorrow. Fine.
Wow.
Alright, exciting. We should be Zorcha B'Yameinu.